age to treat animals with consideration, for kindness to animals is a mark of the civilized man.
Gee, you're a swell writer, Mr. Wilson. Read me some more.
All right. Well, I go on to say, the devotion shown us by our animal pals deserves our affection in return.
Sure does.
So let us always be kind to our four-footed friends, no matter how... There's that pesky cat of Mrs. Elkins again. Scat! Get out! So let us always be kind to our four-footed friends, no matter how...
Here's Mr. Wilson. Why did you throw your slipper at little old Tinkerbell?
Why did I throw my slipper? Because I didn't have a rock.
But you can stand. We should be kind to our four-footed friends.
Dennis, I do not consider that confounded cat of Mrs. Elkins a four-footed friend. Cats are a nuisance, and I don't want them in my yard.
Well, I guess you're kinder to Tinkerbell than you think, Mr. Wilson. You missed her by a mile.
An apology from you. That's what I want. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Hello, Dennis.
I ought to what?
Don't you give me that phony innocence. You deliberately threw a rock at my dear little Tinkerbell yesterday. Miss Cathcart saw you.
Oh, that wasn't yesterday, Mrs. Elkins. It was just a few minutes ago.
What?
And it wasn't a rock. It was his bedroom slipper. Wasn't it, Mr. Wilson?
As a matter of fact, Dennis, it was both. Yesterday and today.
Do you mean to sit there and tell me you threw at my little Tinkerbell again today?
Yes, I did. And I will throw at the little pest every time it comes into this yard.
Oh, why? Why, that's the cruelest thing I ever heard.
The cats in this town are a menace. And that little Tinkerbell of yours is the worst.
You are sick.
Yes, I am sick. I'm sick and tired of stray cats tearing up my flower beds and frightening away the songbirds. You people should be forced to buy licenses for them. Keep them on leashes like dogs.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And any cat caught without a license should be locked up.
I do not care to say another word to you, John Wilson, about anything. But I do have one question.
What is it?
Since the law says every dog must wear a license, where's yours?
What of all the nasty, insulting... By George, I'll show her.
Keepers, what are you going to do, Mr. Wilson?
I'm going downtown and tell the city officials there should be a license law for cats. People who have them should pay a fee.
But you're too busy a man to worry about a little thing like cats, Mr. Wilson. Heck, they don't bother anybody.
Maybe decent cats don't. But that alley rabbit of Mrs. Elkins bothers me, and so does Mrs. Elkins. Well, I'm going to do something about both of them. Right now.
There's already a law on licensing cats on the books.
Really?
Sure, here it is. Ordinance 702B. All cats shall be licensed. The fee to be $1 per year. Any cat caught without a license tag shall be impounded, etc., etc., etc.
Well, for heaven's sake, why aren't you enforcing it?
We tried it a couple of times, Wilson, but the law's no good. It's too expensive to enforce.
Too expensive? That's a ridiculous statement.
I told you, we tried it. Cats are too hard to catch. That's the problem. Here. See this?
City cat catch. Yeah.
The last guy that wore this cost the city 10 times as much as he could collect in license fees. It just won't work, Wilson.
Well, that's a pretty lame excuse for a lawman, Mooney. By George, if I was in charge around here, I'd make the law work.
Oh, you would, would you?
You bet I would. If you ran your department a little more efficient, what would you do?
I'm taking you up on your offer. You are now officially deputized as Special City Cat Catcher.
Oh, now, just a minute.
You catch a dozen cats in the next 24 hours, and I'll put that law back in force.
Oh, well, I could do it. Make no mistake about that. It's just that, I'm too busy.
Hello? Mayor's office? Let me talk to the mayor. This is Sergeant Mooney.
The mayor? Oh, now, wait.
Hello, mayor.
Good news.
You know that city cat catching ordinance? John Wilson's going to take it on today. He's going to show us how to do it.
Oh, well, I didn't...
Like that, mayor? John Wilson's a big bag of wind, huh?
Well, of all...
He always brags up a storm and then backs out, huh?
Is that so? You tell the mayor that I back up my words with action. I'll accept that appointment.
A dozen cats in 24 hours. That's a deal, Wilson.
I'll show you and the mayor.
Hello, ma'am. A little joke I'm playing on a fella that brags a little too much. Yeah, I'll tell you all about it when I come home for lunch. Goodbye, Mom.
Eloise, I know what I am doing. I intend to round up every stray feline in this town with lures, traps, and Annette.
Jimmy, I'm going to a lot of trouble just to get even with Mrs. Elkin's cat.
This has nothing to do with Mrs. Elkin. Not anymore. It's a matter of gross inefficiency in our city government, and I intend to expose it for our voters to see.
How's that again?
Look, we have a law in this town, and it is not being enforced. Now, by catching those cats, I intend to focus attention on the entire situation. Wake up the voters. Let them see how badly their city is being run.
Oh, sort of rouse the rabble, huh?
Exactly. And if the people react as I expect them to, I could organize a committee to investigate graft in our city government and something like that.
Dear, don't you think you ought to stick to just being a writer?
I could very well be asked to run for city council on the strength of this. And after that, who knows? Mayor, governor, senator, almost anything could happen.
My goodness, just think. You might become the only president in American history who started out as a cat catcher. Sick 'em, Mr. President.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, boy.
Hey, what you gonna do with this swell man?
Going fishing?
Catch butterflies?
No, I'm going to work, fellas. See my bad?
City cat catcher. Cat catcher?
I have been appointed to round up all the stray cats in town, take them down to the city pound, and lock them up.
Lock them up?
If their owners want them, they'll have to come down and buy a license for them.
Yeah, but Mr. Wilson, what if they don't have any owners?
Well, then they'll just stay locked up, that's all.
Boy, is that dirty.
I haven't time to talk now, boys. I've got to get busy.
Mr. Wilson, you've just got to talk to me for a second, because what I've got to say is real important.
All right, then. What is it?
We've been friends for a long time, haven't we?
Well, I've always thought so, yes.
You're the best grown-up friend I've got, and I'm always on your side. But this time, Mr. Wilson, you're wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Oh, well, now, let's not go into...
I'm on the side of our four-footed friends, like you wrote in your article. And I am going to help the cats to keep them getting caught any way I can.
You go right ahead. You go right ahead, Dennis. Do what you like. I am going out and catch cats. Goodbye.
He sure is a mean old man.
He is not mean, Seymour. He's just not thinking straight, that's all.
Don't worry, Dennis. Me and Seymour will help you. He won't catch a single cat.
No, sir, he sure won't.
Every time he tries, we'll mess him up, won't we?
Yeah, we sure will.
We'll mess him up.
Because I like cats.
I like cats, too.
I just like to mess people up.
Ready with the decoy, Tommy?
Ready, Dennis.
Okay, Seymour. You be out. Then we'll hide over there.
Ha 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 ha!
Phantom strikes again.
In the sack.
Come on, Tinkerbell. Here, Tinkerbell.
He's what? In my yard now, trying to catch Tinkerbell. Well, who's this calling? The Phantom. Well, I'll take care of him. Thank you, Phantom.
You're welcome, Mrs. Elka.
Tinkerbell.
Here's a nice milk for you. Come on, kitty. It's half cream. It's real yummy. Come on, kitty.
He's gonna get one. Yeah, it's time to use the secret weapon. Got it ready, Seymour?
Right here in my pocket.
So, I caught you.
Yeah, but you didn't catch the cat.
Well, I should have.
Why did he pass up that saucer of milk?
We have a secret weapon.
Oh, but you boys have been following me around all day, haven't you?
Trying to foul me up.
We haven't been trying, Mr. Wilson. We've been doing it.
Yeah, and we're going to keep right on doing it.
We're good foul-uppers.
Like I told you, we're protecting our four-footed friends.
Dennis, I realize your motive, and I admire what you boys have done.
You do?
Yes, but unfortunately, there's been a terrible mistake. You have misjudged me completely.
We have?
Oh, absolutely, my boy. You think that I have been rounding up these cats because I don't like them, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we think.
You're a stinker.
He is not, Seymour. Mr. Wilson's a real nice man. He's just a little muddy today.
Yes. I know. What I mean... Well, as a matter of fact, I'm rounding up these cats purely for their own good.
Why is it good to take them away from their homes?
Oh, I don't mean the ones with homes, Dennis. I mean those poor stray cats. Theirs is a sad plight indeed.
It is?
Oh, yes. Yes, boys, those poor creatures never had a chance. But I'm going to see to it that they get one.
How?
I'm going to make it my personal concern to see that each one of those cats gets a good home and loving care.
But this morning you acted like you hated cats. You said Tinkerbell was a pest.
Oh, well, that was because I was upset with Mrs. Elkins, Dennis. My true self wasn't speaking.
Is it speaking now?
In words of deepest sincerity.
Gosh, I guess we were wrong about you, Mr. Wilson.
I was hoping you'd see it my way, because I need you with me.
You mean you want us to help you catch her?
Exactly. If we combine our efforts, I'm sure that we can bring happiness to those poor, unfortunate cats.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, I'll help you.
Me too.
I'd rather catch them anyhow.
Bless your sweet, understanding little heart. You have made a noble decision. Now let's get busy and round them up.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Coco here in the shade of the tree, taking a
a break with my co-booking scene when an ugly oddball comes along, shaking his tail where it doesn't belong. He loves the taste of chocolate, but it's over being over when you got to leave.
Part of a complete breakfast, Kellogg's Cocoa Krispies are totally chocolatey.
With every bite, so chocolatey. Oh, everybody wants my Cocoa Krispies.
As you recall, Bernice just ate Ronald's movie script.
What will you do next? Bernice and Sloth.
Ronald searches for clues, telling him what to film.
D. Anyone know a word with the letter D?
Delicious.
Desperate.
Doomed. To be continued.
Disaster.
Ready for the chase scene? Action!
You can make believe you're in the movies with McDonald's Making Movies Happy Meal. There are four different toys to get things rolling, one with each Happy Meal you buy.
Cut! Makeup!
I'm sorry. Me too.
From Walt Disney Pictures, he came out of the wilderness.
I'm Will Stillman. I'm here to enter the race.
A young man searching for adventure.
Never make this finish line.
In the most dangerous place on Earth.
I'll last as long as any man here, including you.
It was the ultimate challenge of man and nature.
I'll win. Bet all your money on that.
And only the strongest would survive.
Boy, it's the heart of a bear.
Walt Disney Pictures presents...
Yeah!
Iron Will, based on a true story, rated PG. Now playing at a theater near you.
You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Dennis the Menace.
I sure wish you and them kids hadn't dragged all these carnation cats in here.
Well, where else would we take them, Mr. Tibbett? After all, this is the city pound.
Yeah, but I just don't like to have them around. I can't stand all this caterwauling.
Well, they are cats, Mr. Tibbett. They can't help caterwauling.
I ain't amused, sonny.
Well, their owners will be calling for some of them.
Sooner the better.
Oh, but don't let any of these cats go until Sergeant Mooney comes by and counts them. He wasn't at the police station, but I left word for him to drop by.
Well, fine thing. The police wasting their time counting a bunch of caterwauling, flea-bitten critters.
Oh, the time won't be wasted. From now on, owners will have to pay a license fee of $1 for each cat.
Anybody would pay a dollar to keep a cat ought to have his head examined into.
Well, it will be a great source of revenue for our city. Oh, I better be getting home. I promised my wife I'd take a shower.
Yeah, go ahead. That's right. Run on off and leave me here with this flea-bitten bunch of caterwauling critters.
You really dislike cats,
tarnation do.
Well, I suppose you enjoy taking care of the dogs out in the kennel.
Can't stand them neither. Smelly, yappy thing.
I'm surprised you don't give up your job here at the pound.
Give up a high-class job with the city government? Sonny, I can't do nothing like that. That's one of them status symbols.
Well, tell Sergeant Mooney off. Get in touch with him later.
Mm. Oh, why don't you stop all of this yowling and great guns?
Once I persuaded Dennis and the other boys to work with me, we caught cats by the dozen.
It must have been Jim Dandy fun.
I didn't do it for fun, Eloise. I did it to expose the gross inefficiency of our city government.
That's right, of course, dear.
I'm sure the voters of this town will remember John Wilson when the next vacancy appears on the city council.
You know, I'm so glad you're taking me down to the beauty shop. Now I can tell all the girls what an important man I'm married to.
Well, you could say that, I suppose.
My husband, the cat catcher.
Meow. Meow to you, too. These
carnation
cats never stop yowling.
Hi, Mr.
Tibbett. Hi there, young fella. Hey, ain't you the ones that helped that Mr. Wilson drag all these cats in here?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you got more of them.
No, we just came to see how many were still here.
Well, that Sergeant Mooney came over and counted them, and then some of the owners came and took about seven of them away, and I put the rest of them in that big cage over there.
lot of homeless cats, Tommy.
I think there's about 20 of them.
Well, they'll soon be living with good old Mr. Wilson.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to say that Wilson fellow wants them?
Yeah. He said these cats should have a good home
and loving care.
So he said he's going to give them what they deserve.
Well, that beats all. He didn't look like a nut.
Should we take the cats to him now?
I don't know. He's supposed to sign for them.
We'll sign. You know we worked with him.
Yeah, we were assistant cat catchers.
Well, yeah, he can have these carnation cats.
Thanks, Mr. Gibbons.
Personally, I think he's tits in the head. But big city officials have to work together. Come on over here and sign for them.
Were you waiting for me?
Yeah, we got a wonderful surprise for you. Close your eyes and I'll lead you in the house.
Well, you did help me today. The least I can do is join in your little game.
Give me your key.
Key? Huh?
Now close your eyes.
I said I'd get them good homes with other people.
You weren't telling us a fib, were you, Mr. Wilson? You do like cats, don't you?
Well, of course, but I didn't expect
that. But I knew you'd rather keep them than give them away.
Dennis, I have no intention of... That must be Eloise. How can I explain this to her? The door's unlocked, dear.
Thank you, sweetheart. Anybody say you win, Wilson? Yes, sir, you've caught enough cats, so the licensing law is back in effect. All cat owners have to pay.
Holy smoke, more cats? They aren't alligators.
I gotta get going, Dennis. I'll see you later. Bye, Tommy.
Like I said, Wilson, from now on, all cat owners have to pay a fee of $1 per cat. Well, let's see. These'll cost you about $20.
They're nice
and warm
in the kitchen, Sergeant Moody.
I'll go see. Now, look, Moody, these animals aren't really mine. Dennis thought I wanted them.
They're in your house, aren't they?
Oh, yes, but that has nothing...
Wilson, I brought along a copy of the law. Here, let me read it to you, huh? Any person having a cat in his home is liable to a license fee of $1 for each cat.
I won't pay it.
Or a fine of $5 per cat if the license is not purchased immediately.
I'll pay it. I thought you'd see it my way. And 20.
Look what I found, Mr. Wilson. A lady cat left 5 little kittens in your gift
bag. Oh, I can't stand.
Yeah, looks like another $5, Wilson.
They're so small, Sergeant Mooney. Couldn't you have them for half price?
Okay, half price.
Oh, you're so good to me.
That's because you're a nice man who loves cats.
Ahoy, mateys. This is Captain Stimpy in the bathtub. And next... You know it's Flipper. La 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 la. No one you see is smarter than he. Oh, joy. Stay tuned to Nickelodeon for Flipper.
Has been a Screen Gems Film Production.